feel like I can float. Your eyes as deep as the ocean. I'll be there for you, I'll be there. I'll be I'm
And we are back.
Hello.
All right. And the songs, the four songs you just listened to was Wasting Time Till the End of the World by Kuchka, Rotten Apple Juice by Bye 2, Breathe You In, Feet North from Gorgon City, and Dinner Plate by Homeshake.
Not too bad. So, I wanted to bring to the table of where would you guys want to go in the music industry? Like, what are your aspirations, desires, and dreams?
What goals do we have?
Yeah.
Short-term or long-term?
It could be anything. It could be short-term, could be long-term.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. I don't know. I feel like I've kind of just been following I've been kind of following it as a hobby, and I guess kind of doing what I enjoy and what feels right. Right now I'm doing it because it's fun. I'm probably going to go into post-secondary and study that. A little bit more in depth. And then maybe, like, ideally start a band eventually. It's kind of up in the air for me, I guess. Long term, it's like I don't know where I'm going to be, especially during my 20s. Like, I have no clue.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Bradley?
For me, I'd say, like, I would want to go to Capilano to study jazz, because from what I've been told, like, Capilano is a pretty darn good place for, like, jazz studies and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the music teachers, they all have a degree in jazz from Capilano.
Mm. Oh, there was a degree for jazz?
Yeah, a degree for jazz. My dad, he went to Cap and got his jazz degree, so he knows what Capilano's like, and so I've talked to him about it. I've talked to a couple of the music teachers about it. And so I'm hoping to go to Capilano for jazz.
Anything else from that?
I'd say, like, after university for, like, long term. It's kind of up in the air. Like, obviously, like, you know, become a musician, get gigs, that kind of stuff. That's, you know, kind of basic stuff, but going into teaching, like my dad, like that kind of stuff, I don't know yet.
You would want to teach?
I mean, like, as of right now, I'm not sure,
mm-hmm.
but probably in the future, I'm still not sure.
That's okay.
Because there's a lot of stuff that can happen between
anything can happen.
And you can't really plan for that.
We have dreams, but you can't. Yeah, really plan
it's
for
dreams.
That. I think it's difficult. I think it's a really difficult question to answer, especially when you're a teenager.
Yeah, because you're still very young,
everything out, and things are going to change anyway in your 20s. I just think it's very strange that the standard is, like, you're done with high school and then you get out of the house and you go live out on your own. I just think it's like seriously, you need to, like, and it's like the people in the like down on the ground, I guess, like the teachers that you talk to and whatever, like they know that it's like that the path isn't linear, that it's not that it's not like you graduate high school and then you go to college and then you get a job, like, and then it's not like that at all, and they realize that. But I just feel like the way that we kind of file through or the way that we interact with the future, especially as teenagers, it's really coded as, like, this is gonna be it and this is gonna be whatever. Maybe it's a bit like a societal pressure thing,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's just because it's like a really big shift, because it's it would be like our first time being independent at all.
Yeah, and I feel like high school, like, prepares you for that independent.
Yeah, it's like you might not even be a magician in the. Oh my god,
magician,
musician in the future.
I might not be a magician. What if I am, Tona? And what if I am a magician in the future? What if I make it big? What if I'm playing stadiums?
I would go see your show.
You would?
Yeah.
If I became a magician.
I mean, whichever. I bought your show even if you're a musician or a magician.
Do, like, magic shows and, like, stadium shows exist?
I don't know.
I mean, I've seen movies about them.
That's movies.
I am, sorry.
That's Hollywood.
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
But yeah, going back.
Going back to magicians.
Going back to magicians.
It's a big step.
I don't know if high school is necessary. It's definitely, you're definitely more independent than you were in middle school or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
There's still like a structure to cling to though. But once you're in college, you're really on your own.
Yeah.
And you're really just like.
And from what I have been told from like a few graduates, that after high school they like kind of immediately, not the best term to use, but went off to university.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've been told, it is a large step. It depends on what courses you take, obviously, but the workload and the stress from that, it's a huge step from. Yeah,
just expect the unexpected, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that's a part that gives a lot of people a lot of anxiety is
the unknown.
It's the unknown. It's is this even gonna
work out?
Is any of this even worth it? And like, I guess that's a question for everyone to answer by themselves, because I think at some point after high school, from what I imagine, you kind of start to let go of your own expectations of what you thought your future would be, and then it kind of starts to
your
take shape
change.
As something else.
Yeah,
right. It's like that kind of like facade of like, oh, it's gonna be this, and then you're gonna follow through and with this path, and that's what it's gonna be. Kind of starts to to change, and suddenly things that you thought were really important suddenly aren't. Very important at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People get really stressed about like work in high school.
And
that makes sense, right? Because it's like it obviously depends on what school you want to get into. But also like, I don't know. It's just weird that it's like sometimes I like take a step back and I look at it and it's like they're like children are like or like they're like 16-year-olds crying because they think that their future is over, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Right? You still have to go... ask your parents to go out somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, strange to have, like... Maybe it is just being a teenager where it's, like, you're half an adult and half a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people, like, kind of, like, play into those parts of your identity very differently depending on who you're talking to or depending on...
What experiences.
And then what experiences they have or, you know, and it's, like, people... Because it's such a transitionary phase, it gets really awkward to think about the future in any capacity.
Hey Tona.
Mm-hmm.
Any dreams, aspirations?
Oh yeah, for me. All right. Every single time, let's talk about some beatbox.
Oh yeah.
It's actually why my S is so sharp. It's actually like a competitive type of music. So I can I have a few goals.
Competitive music making. Oh man.
Yeah, there's like world tournaments. So yeah, it's like at least I have some kind of goal when I try to get into that world. It's other than that, just get into a higher education about sound, because I want to go into sound, not particularly music. I would love to do music too, but more of sound as my, so I guess my future career, what I want to be, is a mix engineer.
Ooh.
I want to focus on mixing, so I have to learn about sound. But I would also love to have music as like a side.
Oh yeah,
like a runaway.
Plan B.
And for that, I'm going to have to build up my originality. Again, let's talk about originality. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Oh, that can be hard to find.
That's all I have to say about that. Originality again. It's like I feel like it's less something to like build up or as much as something to discover, right? I don't know. I just think that it's like if you do music a lot, your path will eventually lead you at some point to something that sounds like you, to something that is unique to you.
Yeah. I hope.
If we really want to like break down that whole conversation and just be like, well, eventually it'll happen just because of the nature of playing music. That's why everyone says like, oh, just keep playing. Just like, it's like James Hetfield, what do you want to say to guitarists that are just starting out? And they go, just keep playing, kiddo, just keep playing. And yeah. It's because you really do just got to keep playing. Mm-hmm. And because everyone's journey is so unique and specific, it's kind of difficult to give like specific steps.
Yeah.
Because everyone's journey is going to, in some way, influence their sound.
Yeah, it's like we go for a straight line, but all, we all just branch off in the end.
And some, yeah. Or it's like people have like an idea, or there is like a rubric or a
a layout for it.
There should be a rubric for the start, but there shouldn't be one for the end.
Exactly. Yeah. There is no way to
even for the middle. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, for the middle. Just to start, like, oh, like, this is what you can do.
Yeah, and this is what you can do. Now,
and then
now you're on your own. Yes, yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, like my music teacher in high school, I would have conversations with him where it's like, I can't like teach a class of 35 people how to play guitar, but I can get them excited about it, right? Mm, yeah. So he would like show us chords, and then he would like encourage us to work on stuff on our own, and then he would listen to it and be like, cool, awesome, do something else, do it again, you know, because it's just like. The best thing you can do, I guess, to help someone start their journey is to just like let them do it, right? Yeah. And get them excited about it, and after that, like that's just what's gonna end up happening is whatever happens, and it's not a very satisfying answer, I guess you could say.
Oh yeah,
if what you're looking for is like direct.
Like kind of concrete answers,
concrete direction or advice. But the truth really is that you'll find it eventually if you just keep on listening to what you listen to and playing what you like playing, and something comes up. Anyway,
let's get back to some songs, guys.
Music, yeah.
All right. So the next two songs is next. Did I say that right? Next two songs are "The
We
Bug"
Love English
by Crumb and "What's Up" from Bad Bodies. Let's get this rolling.
Let's get vibing.
We'll be right back. This is the home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronic Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.
And we are back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and we are the Sprouts.
We are
what?
The Sprouts.
Yeah.
We want to say thanks so much for tuning in for the whole hour. Wow.
Yeah.
You specifically, Jonathan. Every person named Jonathan just got really freaked out. Imagine like you're listening to the radio and then someone calls out your name specifically. Thanks for listening, Bradley. That would freak me out.
Yeah, that would. Yeah.
That would freak me out. Anyway, that's the show.
Yep, thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, so we only did one song. I'm sorry about that. It was The Bug from Crumb. And the next two outro songs are Chasing Time by Kat Riggins.
And on a final note, The Sprouts, we are live every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m.
And there you have it.
On CJSF.
Thank you for doing our homework for us.
Let's restart that. Yeah. Oh.
whole hour. Welcome to CJSF 90.1.
Welcome again. Okay, so this is next two songs. Next two outro songs are Chasing Time by Kat Riggins and Slice of Life by Larnell Lewis. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Sprouch later.
Sprouch you later.
Yesterday, chasing time, buying time, no matter.